Well, we're going to spend some time in God's Word, and to begin with, we're going to go to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John right before 2 John. That helps. 1 John chapter 1. And I'd like to share this morning on the subject of light makes manifest. Light makes manifest. And light, I'm referring to something that illuminates, that's bright, not light in weight, but light in brightness. And manifest, one of the definitions I found, part of it, is meaning clearly visible to the eye or obvious to the understanding or apparent. As we know, light makes things easier to see. When it's bright and sunny outside and you're driving, you can see the road pretty easily. When it's dark, it's a little harder, right? Light makes things a little easier to see. We've all been to the dentist, and what is that big thing that's like right in front of our face? When you open up your mouth, it shines right into here. It's that big bright light, you know? Because they need light to see into that dark cavity. Or surgeons, they need bright light to see what they're doing inside your body if you're getting operated on. I thought it was interesting when we were in, I believe it was Florence, Italy, a number of years ago, which 400 or 500 years ago was a capital of carving things, like Michelangelo did the carving David out of the big stone. And the tour guide was saying what they did back then, but they would select a stone and then they'd put it outside and leave it outside and then examine it in the sunshine. And just examine every nook and cranny before they started working on it, accepting the stone, because if it had cracks and things in it, you couldn't tell without the sunshine. And they didn't want to start and then find out the thing's flawed. So that was their way of finding out, has this thing really got integrity to it or not? They put the light on it, which the only light they had was sunshine. Sort of like we have flashlights, you know. We all have these things. We used them a lot last week. For a week and a half ago. Now our fireplace, you've all seen our fireplace with logs lit, but it's a little hard to see in there right now. This isn't too shiny of a flashlight, but if I put the light on, you can see there's a log right there. And you can see there's some ashes and other things. But without the light on there, you don't know what's in there. The light makes manifest that which is inside the fireplace. So light in God's Word is very similar. And in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, Joe, would you read that verse for us all? Verse 5.
This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
Right. No darkness whatsoever. Not an ounce of darkness in God Almighty. And this is referring to darkness many times, as we know. In the New Testament, it's not just talking about nighttime or dark, but it, in reference to spiritual matters, the devil is referred to, the prince of darkness, and the things that he promotes is considered darkness. But God says he is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So God is light, which is really wonderful. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. God is the light of all lights. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we know in Genesis chapter 1, said God said, let there be light, and there was light. And it says, next verse, and God saw that the light, that it was good. Light's good. Good to have. We all appreciate the light. Chapter 5. And verse 5, it says, you are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. We are children of the light. God is light and we're his kids. And we are children of the light, which is quite a privilege when you think about it. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're just going left, left, left. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 6. Well, verse 4, we'll read that as a little head start. It says, in whom the god of this world, which is referring to the devil or Satan, hath blinded the minds of them that believe, which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So the words that these Paul and company spoke, the words of God, was light unto those who heard it. And that the God of this world would blind people's minds so they couldn't see that light. But not everybody. Those who believe, as verse 6 says, to give light to the knowledge of the glory of God. You know, it shines in our heart. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. There's a lot in God's word concerning light. Then, of course, the beer companies got into the act a long time ago. You got the Bud Light, Miller Light, all the other lights. I guess they figured if it worked for God, it should work for them. I don't know. Chapter 1, verse 79. Well, verse 60 says, 7, I'm sorry. This is a prophecy by Zacharias, who was the father of John the Baptist. And in verse 67 it says, and his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, and he gives this long list of things that God has worked out for the Lord Jesus Christ to be coming, and for John the Baptist, even though he's an infant at that moment, what he would do to help prepare for the Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 76 it goes on and it says, and thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. And here's one of the other things he's going to do, which it will, by speaking the word, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. And the world before the Lord Jesus Christ came was sitting in darkness. The world's still sitting in darkness if they haven't heard God's word or if they've refuted God's word. Not a good place to be. We all sat in darkness before we got born again. I don't remember it being that fun. We sat in darkness. But the light of God's word is available. Let's go to Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26. We're all very aware, I guess, of when Paul, who was Saul at the time, was on his way to Damascus. He was trying to stop the movement of God's word. He was trying to imprison believers, and he did a lot of devilish things working for the adversary to stop the movement of God's word. And en route to Damascus, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him, and it says there was that bright light. And he's given this an account to a king. And on verse 12, it says, whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun. That's pretty bright. Very bright. Shining round about me and them that which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. And he tells him why he's doing this and what he'd be doing. To make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. And here's part of the whole thing. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in them. So, you know, when the Word of God that he was going to start teaching was taught, it helped people turn from darkness to light and get out of that darkness that they were sitting in. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. When we speak God's word, we are doing exactly the same thing. We are helping people get out of darkness by utilizing the light of God's word. And what a blessing that is and a privilege. Ephesians chapter 5 deals, in Ephesians, there are three ways that God wants us to walk that it mentions. One is to walk in love, one is to walk in light, and one is to walk circumspectly. Three different aspects of the walk of the believer. And walking in light is one of them, as I said. Verse 8, chapter 5, verse 8, it says, For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We saw that we are, in Thessalonians, we're children of the light. Walk as children of light. You know, you are it. You were sometimes darkness. Now you're in light. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit, and the word Spirit in all the text is the word for light. Fruit of the Spirit, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. The word proving could be exposing or making plain or making visible what is acceptable unto the Lord. For that, so it's the fruit of that light proves or exposes what's acceptable unto the Lord. And have fellowship once in a while with the have no fellowship. And the word no for there is the word for no. None. Zero. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful. Unfruitful is without fruit. Unfruitful works or actions of darkness, but rather reprove them. Again, that's the word for expose or make manifest. So rather than sharing fully or fellowshipping with darkness, the unfruitful works of darkness, we're to expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved, or center margin has uncovered, exposed or made plain or made visible, are manifest by the light, made known by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest or makes known is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly. And circumspectly just means with exactness. People who climb rocks, I don't climb rocks. I don't think anybody else here either does. But we all probably seen people climb it or heard of. Well, Donnie might have. Did you ever do that thing in Tenney, New Mexico?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Climbed rocks and went down and all that.
Yeah.
So you can't haphazardly just grab whatever. You really do have to examine, test, And if you're going to do something with it, then you do it. But it's, you just don't like jump into it and think, okay, I'm going to make it. God says to walk circumspectly with great exactness. But you got to be walking in light to be able to do that. Otherwise, you can't see what you're doing. See, didn't he walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And we can understand that because of the light of God's word. The words of God are light. And so it's just interesting that light makes manifest darkness. It shows stuff. Just like that flashlight. Once I shined it in the fireplace, you can see, okay, there's a log in there. It was never cleaned from the fall. Still get the ashes in there. I'm waiting until the first burn and I clean it up. But you can see what's in there and maybe what should be or shouldn't be in there because it's exposed. Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. There's just so many references to light in the Bible. Romans chapter 13. Just starts with a vegetable, this verse. Anybody know what vegetable it starts with?
Lettuce,
right. Okay. Lettuce. Walk honestly, as in the day, not rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 12 is a great one too. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. We're commanded to do that. And how we do that is by putting a light on the subject and seeing where we are on it. Let's go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. As I said earlier, the words of God is light, and the words of God are light. Psalm 119, verse 105. The word, or thy word, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word, when we understand what it says, illuminates what's going on in our own lives and what's going on around us, because it just makes it known very plainly. I'm sure we've all been in circumstances where we were in somebody else's house or a different location, and all of a sudden we walk into a dark room. You just don't walk through it real quickly. You have no clue what's there. So you kind of just take your time, maybe feel around. If you know the place and you know there's no couches for 20 feet and there's nothing in the way, maybe you'll walk. But if you have no idea, you want a light. And so here it says that the word of God was a light unto his path. Psalm 18. None of us drive at nighttime when the light's off, right? We kind of like seeing. Psalm 18. And in verse 28, it says, "For thou wilt light my candle," referring to God, "for thou wilt light my candle," or my lamp. "The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." God will even take care of helping us light our life up. And he does it with his word. God will enlighten my darkness. Let's go to 1 John. Well, we're going to go to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Gospel of John, chapter 3. God's Word teaches us how to live correctly with the light of His Word. Teaches us right from wrong. Teaches us holy from unholy. Truth and not things that are not true. What's loving and what's not loving. What's kind and what's not kind. What's profitable, what's not profitable. God's Word shows us, enlightens our thinking and knowledge of all those things. And so we're going to John chapter 3, of course, one of the world's most famous scriptures or well-known scriptures is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave. And then right after that talks about the light. In verse 19 it says, and this is the condemnation or judgment, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or exposed or made manifest. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought of God, or wrought in God. So this verse always reminded me of cockroaches. If you've ever lived in a house with cockroaches, it's kind of creepy. But, you know, it's dark out at nighttime, you turn on the light, and there's cockroaches on the floor. What do? They run to the darkness. And I remember the first time being in a house where there were cockroaches. It was many years ago. And I turned on the light, and I saw all these things scatter. I said, oh, that's like that verse. They just run on off. They're seeking that darkness. So when the Word of God is presented to our own lives, we have that choice at that moment to say, you know, I kind of like what I've been doing. I know it's not right. I know it's not godly, but I'm going to do this. So you kind of scoot out away from the light so you feel comfortable. Because it's hard being exposed to light and not wanting it and still feel comfortable, right? It's uncomfortable. I don't want this light on me. Or if you love truth and the light of the truth of God's Word is shining in our hearts, and we love it, then we say, okay, it may not be comfortable for me to change, but I'm going to change because I don't like what's going on in my own life or whatever. It's just really interesting how all this works. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to end there. Chapter 4. When we shine the light of God's Word onto our life, or somebody else does just by speaking God's Word, there's always choices. It's like, okay, or no, I'm not changing. That light can stay where it is. I'm not going there. So we speak the Word of God to people. Some people accept it, and some people don't. Sometimes we fight it in our own mind. How foolish is that? Mm-hmm. So Proverbs chapter 4. This is, we're going to read a few verses. The whole thing is to young people, but obviously old people can benefit from it. It's still truth. Mm-hmm. Not that any of us are old. Verse 10 says, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. And what that's referring to, when you go, your steps shall not be straitened. If you are applying God's Word, you won't need to be corrected in that issue, whatever it is. Your legs won't have to be straightened. You won't have to be reworked. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. You won't fall. 13, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Enter, and you just keep saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it, because we have that choice every day. There's the darkness is around us. The darkness throws stuff at us, and we can say, or we can say, enter not into the path of the wicked. I'm not entering into that path. I'm not going down that way. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not into the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, neither they have done, except they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, and lest they cause some to fall. It's hard for me to fathom, but I know they're out there. There are people who just don't sleep well until they screwed something out of somebody else. if we did that, we probably wouldn't be able to sleep because we did that. They can't sleep because they hadn't done it yet. That's a whole flip-flop way of thinking. But there are people out there that do that. And sometimes they bump up against our lives and make suggestions. Or we hear them on a radio or a TV or see it in print. It's amazing. Verse 17, for they eat the bread of the wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is dark, is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So, as we know, you read Proverbs, you go through all these chapters, there's so much stuff concerning hold fast to truth, hold fast to my word, wisdom speaking, it will bless you, it'll help you. You know, a lot of great things. And we are all born in darkness, we are all born without spirit, we are all without God, without hope. Somebody, somewhere, spoke the word to us, or we heard it somehow, got born again, became a child of light, and then the words of light started entering into our thinking. And as we accepted them, things improved. As we rejected them, if we did, things didn't improve. And it's just nice to know we enjoy the physical light. I mean, it's just taken for granted that we have it a lot of times, but we enjoy it. It's a blessing to us. It helps us. But what about spiritual light? We just want that spiritual light. And again, as a silly example, I mean, if things aren't blessing you or things aren't going right, there's always a reason. It could just be the devil screwing up your path, or it could be you're screwing it up on your own. I don't know. But you shine a light in the air and you start looking. Okay, what's in my thinking? I think God's a real terrible person. He always hates me. If that's my thinking, that'll be a log right there. That log's got to go. That thought's got to go. It just doesn't work. It's not in harmony with the truth of God's word. And we just take a look around and see what's going on in our own lives and put the light of God's word in there. God's word will teach us about righteousness, as we know, equity, love, kindness, truth. So it's just a wonderful thing. And it's a day-by-day process. Just a day-by-day process. And we help one another with it. Like if a person's riding down the road really well, and all of a sudden they're like, we can just wave as we go by, or we can say something and see if they need, if they need help, or we'll accept help. So, it's interesting. So, thankful that we have the truth of God's word to be able to understand and believe and to place in our hearts and lives. And so many things do come back to the renewed mind, You know, putting that word of God into our hearts and minds and letting it dwell there richly. So I think we're good.